Audio Boo. We have not done one of these in a while.
No.
It's been a good long time. And after what we're about to subject you to,
we may never do another one.
Yeah, never.
Never, ever,
ever, ever, ever, ever, ever. Getting back together. We.
Anyway.
Do you even know the rest of the words to that? Okay. So, as you may recall, when my friend Jolynn was here, well, our friend.
Our friend.
She's Jolynn. Not just my friend.
Your friend and mine.
Yeah, your friend and mine, Jolynn, was here. There was a little book that we were reading called Cooking with Coolio. And after having a discussion with Shannon, where I was like, hey, let's see what books I have on my Braille note. She said, what did you say?
I mocked you.
Yeah, she mocked me. And then she was like, I'm going to read Cooking with Coolio. So, without further ado.
I'm like such a snot.
No, you're not. But without further ado, Shannon, or Shannante, as I like to call her, is going to read Cooking with Coolio. And she's going to tell you how to make long, strong salad, spinach salad.
Now, I realize that tossing a salad means something in an entirely different context. So, we're actually talking about spinach, even though Jarez says...
It's Jarez, not Jarez.
If you prefer. You can rub some sea salt in your hands along with the spinach to make sure you get all them germs and bugs off. I feel like that's what you should do every time you get your spinach near any foreign object.
Grammatical errors are
number two,
written,
get not. Yourself a large ass clean serving bowl and toss your freshly washed spinach in there.
We might not make it through this.
Number three, take your ginsu and chop up your tomato, or as Coolio likes to call it, tomato and onion. Toss them in the bowl like you just don't care, which I don't. And get your sauce girl to toss your salad. Well, I see that.
You'll have to tell me what toss your salad means later because I don't know. So I'm just laughing because I know it must be
number
terrible.
Number four. Now, slice your avocado in half or get your sauce girl to do it for you while she's tossing your salad, whichever. Remove that big, nasty seed in the center and skin that green, gooey goodness onto your cutting board.
I cannot with this.
Thinly slice up your avocado and lay it down on top of that sexy bed of spinach.
Of that.
No, it says on top that sexy bed of spinach.
Oh.
Number five. Drizzle some olive oil and balsamic vinegar over the top, and then salt and pepper to taste.
Oh.
And then the next recipe is called Coolius Caesar.
No,
look! Look!
I can't what this man is. Oh, do you, read the little thing, the little blurb that says.
Coolius Caesar. One of my favorite places in the world to visit is Italy. When I get back home from doing a show in Rome, or just chilling with the Pope. Like
you do.
You do.
What up, Pope?
I still crave Italian, or as Julio likes to pronounce it, Italian, food. One of my favorites is a Caesar salad. But you can get that shit anywhere. So whip up Coolio's variation and taste the flavors of Italy.
I feel like tasting the rainbow.
With a little bit of a Compton twist.
Compton. Compton is in South Central LA.
Oh.
The rap. It's a rap.
How long it takes? 30 from front to back. I wonder if there's any salad tossing going on.
All right, we are going to get going, and Shannon is going to explain to me what tossing salad is. So,
Twitter, if you would like to help me explain to Mika what tossing salad is,
because I really don't know.
You're more than welcome at Mikastic.
You're a jerk.